glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
So where are the JFK assassination files? Where are the RFK assassination files? Where's the Dr. Martin Luther King assassination file? We're waiting. They promised us they'd give us all this information. There was a really interesting interview that Tucker Carlson did with Chris Cuomo addressing this very issue with the JFK files, and it is deeply, deeply, deeply disturbing stuff. Let me tell you, we've got that. But first, I want to talk to you about Shadyside, the village of Shadyside. The story, the Times leader, is just infuriating to me because of what clearly is a level of arrogance on the part of this village council in Shadyside. You know, here we go again, the village council of Shadyside. Here we go again. I'm not going to go over the entire list of all the reasons why I think these people certainly act as if they're covering up something, certainly act as if they're corrupt beyond belief, act as if they have lots of insider stuff going on there. But I can understand why the citizens of the village of Shadyside would want to know what the hell this village council has been up to. So here's the story. Shadyside, the village of Shadyside, votes to list FOIA requests on public page. In other words, anyone who submits a Freedom of Information Act request or an open records request or a Sunshine Law request, hey, we want to know what's going on, they're going to put that person's name in the public, so everybody will know who's making the request, which is public record. Okay, fine. But I thought to myself, what a strange thing for the village of Shadyside to do. Because any other government entity, when they get a FOIA request or FOIA requests, you just respond to them and say, okay, here's the information you're looking for. It's all public record. That's what everybody else does. Not the village of Shadyside. Apparently not. They're just really upset that people are trying to get some information about what the hell these people are up to and who could blame them. All right, so here's part of the story, and I'll probably be screwing up a lot of the names because I'm not sure how they're pronounced. But Councilman Mike Mintel, I hope I'm pronouncing the name right, Mike, there, made a motion during a council meeting Monday that aims to reduce the number of Freedom of Information Act requests the village is receiving. Again, the idea here is to discourage people. That's the first, think about this, the first graph in this story. They're letting the cat out of the bag. They're actually telling you what they're trying to do. The first graph, I'm going to read it to you again because maybe you missed it. I missed it actually the first time I read it. It's like, oh, wait a minute, what am I reading here? All right, so here we go. Councilman Mike Mintel, again, apologies if I'm mispronouncing the last name, made a motion during a council meeting Monday that aims to reduce the number of Freedom of Information Act requests the village is receiving. All of this, everything else you're going to hear, is all to discourage people from finding out what the village of Shadyside is up to. That's what the first graph here says. The aim is to reduce the number of Freedom of Information Act requests that the village is receiving. That's all this is. Try to discourage people from asking, what the hell are you doing there? Village of Shadyside, what are you doing with our money? What are you doing with all these jobs and all the, you know, the administrator and, you know, who's sleeping with who and who's dating who and all that stuff? So Mike says this, I make a motion to place the public records request information log onto the Shadyside Village's Facebook. All of the Freedom of Information Act requests. Again, all of this is to reduce the number of people who are asking for transparency in the village of Shadyside. That's what this is all about. They give away the whole game plan in the first paragraph of this story. The aim is to reduce people from making these requests. He says, I've been in state government 35 years, and I believe it's every citizen's right of this village, this county, this state, this country, to get any records that they request from any government entity. He added that at the time a FOIA request is received, the chief records clerk, Jerry Elliott, who's also the village financial officer, handles it. Mike Mintel is saying that he believes the FOIA responsibilities are taking away from time needed for Elliott's daily responsibilities. Well, I got news for you. FOIA requests are part of his daily responsibilities. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, my God, what are they getting, like 500 FOIA requests a week or something? I mean, what's going on here? According to the newspaper story, Mintel then proceeded to read names of numerous residents who have submitted over 15 FOIA requests since December. Now, this is very poorly written because it can be interpreted at least two different ways. The names of residents who have submitted over 15 FOIA requests since December. Does that mean each resident submitted at least 15 FOIA requests? Or does it mean that combined, all of these people have submitted 15 FOIA requests? The writing is terrible. But again, it's publisher billionaire Bob. What do you expect? But the big number here is 15 since December. I'm going to go with the total number of FOIA requests is 15 since December. So let's see. December is 1 month, January is the second, February is the third, and now March would be the fourth. So let's say three, January, February, March. So that would be like five per month. That's the big problem now with FOIA requests in the village of Shadyside. Five people a month. If the math here is right, and again, you can't tell because the writing is so miserable, that's the big problem that the village has. They want to put the names out there for people to see. How many FOIA requests did they get over the past year? How many different people have been making these requests? And of course, the big question, two big questions that were not addressed in this newspaper story because, again, the newspapers are published by billionaire Bob, who has no clue regarding journalism. I mean, none. He was born on third base. He inherits $1 billion. Oh, I'm a newspaper publisher. I must be smart. And this is the kind of crap that they publish. No wonder nobody complained when they stopped their home deliveries and said, we're going to mail it to people. We're going to trust the post office to mail the Times leader. Nobody cares. Nobody cares, and this is a great reason why. A great example, I should say, why. The two biggest questions that I would have, and some of the big questions, and they're the most obvious ones. Who, what, when, where, why, how, you know, duh, journalism 101, you know. What are the FOIA requests? What are people requesting? If they're going to publish the people's names, which, again, it's public record, then publish also what the people are asking for. This is a tiny village in Ohio. It's not even a city. You have to have at least 5,000 souls to have a city in Ohio. This is a village. This is a tiny little entity. And yet you have people, and I'm sure it's got to be the citizens of the village of Shadyside, submitting these FOIA requests. Well, my God, in this story, how do you not include what the requests are for? They all might be for the same thing. Like the administrator, this woman who's a real estate agent, and how on earth did she ever end up being an administrator? What the hell is her name now? Erica? Timberlin, something or other. Real estate agent. making God knows how much money, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year. I don't know. Does she even have time cards? Is she ever there? I mean, who knows what the request? It might be for the same thing. How is that not in your story? Who are these people who are making these requests? Why not ask them? Why not interview them? Say, hey, why are you making these requests? It could very well be because these people tried to get the information from the village of Shadyside, and the village of Shadyside, the village council being the, you know, the bunch of arrogant people that they are, said, nah, we're just not going to do that. We're just not going to answer that question. You're going to have to get in touch with us some other time, some other place for us to maybe answer that question. To me, I think it's really clear that there's something profoundly wrong with the village of Shadyside government. When you have people resorting to FOIA requests to get basic information from a village council, a tiny little village council, it says to me that these people have tried everything else. It's not easy doing a FOIA request. You got to get the right form. You got to do it a certain way, this, that, and the other. It says to me that these people, this is a last resort for people to try to get some honesty out of and transparency out of the village government. And what's the village government answer? It's like, again, the aim is to reduce the number of Freedom of Information Act requests. The aim is to discourage people from asking for transparency. Well, why are they asking for transparency? My guess is because they tried the good old-fashioned way of just, you know, asking at a village council meeting or calling or email, not getting any response. This is a last resort for people who care about good government. This is a the number of FOIA requests, like 15. If I can decipher how the story is written, it's so poorly written, Jesus. But let's pretend that they wrote it in such a way to say that the grand total is roughly 15 FOIA requests, and they're different people. Why are these people making these requests? The more FOIA requests that a government entity gets, generally speaking, the better the indicator that it is not being transparent. I've read different stories regarding what goes on at village council meetings in Shadyside, and it was really apparent to me that the poor citizens of the village of Shadyside were getting stonewalled by these arrogant people who are in charge of village government there. And I would bet you your last dollar that the reason they have these FOIA requests is because this is a last resort, trying to get some sort of accountability, some sort of transparency, some sort of truth out of the village council. Nothing else makes any sense. But why wouldn't it in the story say, okay, here are the number of FOIA requests for the past 12 months. And here's what people are asking for. It may all be the same thing. And if you're getting even more than one FOIA request for the same thing, that's a red flag. Would it be something if all of these FOIA requests were for the same thing? Something with the administrator, this Erica Tamerlan, or God, I'm forgetting her name. Or for something else. Why not ask these people who are making the FOIA requests what their side of the story is? But the village council is making it very clear they want to publish the names of these people to discourage people from demanding transparency from the village government of Shadyside. Shame on them.